Amen. I don't know what to preach. That's the honest truth. But I want to share something. I trust it will be a blessing. Thank you again for having us. Thank God for Health Ministries. 25 years. Only eternity will tell all the accomplishments, all the many souls and churches established, souls saved, preachers help. Thank you. Again, thank you, Brother Ron and Susie, precious friends. And Pastor, thank you for letting me stand behind your pulpit. And I have to say it. I'm going to steal time from my message to say thank you to my wife. Isn't she precious? It's not a rhetorical question. It's a question. Isn't she precious? Whew. She's been with me this December 44 years. I mean, we've been through the Red Sea. We've been to the furnace of fire. We've been in the lion's den together, up and down the mountains, across rivers, hard times. But she's champion. And honey, thank you. I love you. You're precious. What a woman. I got a good taste. Romans chapter 1. I just preached this message, and we have just a few minutes. So let me just give the introduction of this message, and I trust it'll be a blessing, and I hope it will. Romans, I believe today is the day of Romans, amen? Amen. Romans chapter 1, so let's all stand, please. I love this message. It's God gave it to me. I cherish it. It's my baby. Romans 1:16. It says, porque no me avergüenzo del evangelio de Cristo, porque es el poder de Dios para salvación a todo aquel que cree, al judío primeramente, y también al griego. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. What a gospel. What a meeting. Lord, the need is great. Help us. I know you are about to close this thing down. I know you soon will be coming back for your church. Help us to make an extra effort for your honor and glory and for the salvation of the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Precious gospel. What a difference it made in my life. The gospel of Christ made a difference in my life. I will share again in more detail some of my testimony because I know there's some young people here that need to hear this. I say this before I was born and raised in Mexico in a Catholic family. My father died when I was 8, and he left behind 7 children. 7 orphan children. I was the second of the boys, and there's no welfare in Mexico, no assistance of no kind. And so my mom didn't want to get married again, so she had to raise 7 children by herself. She worked in the cotton fields, picking cotton. She did men jobs, painting houses, mowing yards, doing laundry for other people by hand. Blessed my mom. She was very, very special. I was about 9, then I began to work to help my mom. I began to work in the streets as a shoe shiner, selling the newspaper, chewing gum, and all that stuff. And I will never forget the days that I would come home and I had my pocket full of coins, money, and I pull them out and put it at the table and give it to my mom. And I felt so proud. Oh, divine. Woo, what a feeling it was. And it was great. And my older brother Bernardo did the same thing. And we began to help my mom. But unfortunately, working in the streets, I met older boys than me. And those boys introduced me into a life of sin. I began simple, began to smoke, cuss, cheat, steal, fight. And then it became a life of in and out of prison. And I went down the gutter. By the age of 12, it was common to find me laying on the ground, just drunk, pass out. Sadly, my brothers followed my steps and they became worse than me. They began to use marijuana, heroin, cocaine. And it was a life of pain. There was a time that 4 of the 5 boys were in prison at the same time. So you can imagine the pain that we was inflicting on our mother. My mother suffered what we call epileptic attacks. She would fall to the ground and just roll and foam coming out of her mouth. And she would twist her body. And it was ugly. And believe me, she had no sickness. It was just the pain that we was inflicting on her. And we kept going down the drain. And I say to you boys, teenagers, don't believe that the life in the street is a good life. It's a painful, dangerous life that it might cost your life and it might cost your soul and you might end up in hell. Sadly, I admit there are some people in hell right now that follow my steps. When I was a gang leader, nothing I can do about it but cry. One of my brothers was sentenced to 30 years, which is the maximum in Mexico, because he was only 18, and he killed a man that was 19. And he made the news. It was gruesome. I don't want to go in details. So it was the life of the Gomez's. There was no Bible in our home. There was nothing to look for. No future, no hope. But one blessed day, a man came with a book in his hand and preached to me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ made a difference in my life. It changed my life. It pulled me out of the garbage can. It pulled me out of misery and saved my soul and gave me a new life. And I can say with Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What a gospel! What a gospel! What a gospel! It was not overnight. I remember going to visit. I don't want to mention my name because his name because the. But you know him. My brother in prison, sentenced 30 years. He was behind bars and I will go witness to him, and you see the steel bars were soft compared to his heart. I look at him and I preach to him and I witness to him, and he will look at me like this. But there's power in the gospel of Christ. And one blessed day, the Lord broke his heart and he gave his life to the Lord. It is a long story. It is a long story. I don't have time to explain. But by a miracle, the gates of prison were open and he got set free. Let me just take briefly. Say this, you know why they set him free? Because then he alleged self-defense. And then one day they found that the man, the other boy that he killed, had killed a blind man, a beggar, to steal his money. And that man killed a woman that was doing laundry for other people and was coming home, and that boy killed her. And when they found out, they accepted his plea that this man was trying to kill him. Not only they set him free, but they told him that he did a good service to the community. God saved his soul. And then God called him to preach. And he's been preaching for over 30 years now the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One by one, all my brothers came to Christ. Amen. Now we all are preachers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What a difference it made in my life and the life of my family. My time is out. Let me just say briefly, the news ran on like a wildfire. Yeah. Amen. Have you heard? Saul of Tarsus. Man, got saved. Yeah. Yeah. Became a Christian. Yeah. How can it be? I mean, that man had everything, all the tools to be a successful man in life. He had education. He had religion. He was a Jewish by birth. And yet he was a Roman citizen. He was educated under one of the most renowned scholars those days. He knew Hebrew. He knew Greek. He knew Aramaic. He knew Spanish. He lived in Spain. Don't you think he went to Spain speaking sign language? He had everything that the world desires. But in his way to Damascus, he ran into Jesus. And Jesus came to his heart and saved him and took all his accolades, his accomplishments, his titles, and put them in the garbage can. And say, I'm going to follow Christ. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Preacher, give me 5 minutes. Amen. Okay. Just for a minute. I believe Paul, when he said this, I don't have time to explain. I'm not going to touch the Greeks or the Hebrews. Just going to stay a little bit in the Romans. But I believe Paul say to the Romans, hey, Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because this is the power of God. You are mighty, Romans. You powerful. But your power is only to subdue, to destroy, to kill. But the power of the gospel of Christ is to save. It's not to humiliate, but to exalt. What a gospel we have. Romans, I know that you have the power to take a nation and turn it into ruins. But this gospel had the power to take the ruins and make a nation out of it. Romans, I know you have the power to take a king and make him live like a slave. But the gospel has the power to take a slave and make him live like a king. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What a gospel. What a gospel. You live Romans because you kill others. But this gospel talks to me about the one that wanted to die that others might live. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans, you're rich because you made others poor. But this gospel speaks to me of the one that being rich became poor that we might be rich. Romans, your power is only malefactor power. Power to do evil. The last one and I'm done. Romans, your power not only is malefactor, but it is temporary. Romans, it won't be long. You will bite the dust. You will be humiliated. I went to Spain. Let me close this because I don't want to go over time. But I went to Spain to preach the gospel of Christ. And people told me it was difficult. Spain, they won't listen to you. They're stubborn and on and on. And I remember a lot of even missionaries told me, don't waste your time. Don't go to Spain. They will not listen to you. But I know the power of the gospel of Christ. And if it changed me, if it changed the life of my brother Manuel, if it changed the life of my brother Joe, Lord have mercy, it can change anybody, anybody, anybody. And before you know it, we saw over 100 people saved in Spain. I went to visit, and I'm finished with this. Went to visit a city called Italica. A city that was under siege or occupied by the Roman Empire. And they had a huge Roman arena. And I went to visit that arena, and I walked down in the lion's den, in the cages, where I saw the center of the stage, and tears running down, and I say, how many Christians must have died in this place? And then I walk to the highest part of the stadium, and I'm done. And I stood up on a rock, and I looked down, and I began to cry, and then I began to scream. Romans! Romans! And I can hear the echo bouncing on the rocks. No answer. Here is another Christian! What are you? You are gone! You're no longer here! But this gospel of Christ marches on until eternity. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let's go out and preach the gospel to the whole world. May God bless you. Thank you.